It's break time with Christopher J. Today we're going to take a look at Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Let's time trip back to 1984 and start our story. Buckle up. So, when I was growing up, one of the things that I always loved was when my mom had to go to the store. If I knew it was coming up, I'd usually go to the box of cereal we had and eat it as fast as I could, because I knew if we were out, I would go to the store with her and I could pick out what we were going to be having next. Like most kids at that time, the way that I did it was by looking at all the incentives that were on the box. Is there a patch? Is there a Flintstones coin wallet? Is there a little mold that you put like orange juice into and freeze to make yourself a sucker or a pop? Those were the options I needed to know so I could make an informed decision about what I was going to have for breakfast, or at least what toy I wanted to get out of the box once I got home. Now, I grew up with things like honeycombs and Cheerios and, of course, the Honey Nut Cheerios, which were a personal favorite. But in 1984, something came onto the scene that I loved a lot. And that cereal was brought to you by three bakers and went by the name Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And this was one of the first glimpses of that cereal.
What's this?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon and sugar were baking up a buzz we baked homemade.
Cereal tastes like homemade cinnamon toast, a toasty part of this nutritious breakfast.
Now you can get any flavor Bubble Yum Bubblegum free with the coupon on specially marked boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't know if it was just me or not, but I got into Cinnamon Toast in a pretty big way in the 80s. Specifically around the same time Cinnamon Toast Crunch was hitting the market. I had a great-great aunt named Aunt Sassy, and she had an old microwave from 1975 that she was giving us. It probably was, you know, why she lived to be into her late 90s. She was probably living on the radiation that it was probably leaking. But I remember the day my dad and I had to go and get it, and we set it up in our little two-bedroom apartment in West LA. And I remember setting it up, and this thing was huge. It was apparently heavy, and it was a that 70s yellow that wasn't bright, but wasn't too dull either. Like a Dijon mustard, or maybe a little bit brighter than that. But I remember the first thing that I did, because my dad told me it made things hot. So what I did is I took a piece of bread, and I put some butter on it, and we had cinnamon sugar already mixed up, and I sprinkled that on pretty heavily, and I microwaved it for like 15 seconds, and it came out, and yes, the butter was melted, yes, the cinnamon sugar was melted into the bread, but I remember taking a bite, and it was probably the soggiest thing I ever had. It's probably on a piece of Wonder Bread or something that wasn't structurally sound to begin with, but I remember like folding it over and eating it, and it was just so good because it was buttery and cinnamon sugary, and it was great. So when I heard that there was a cereal called Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I had to have that, because what was missing from my cinnamon toast was the crunch. And also, really the toast if you're going to microwave bread, because that's not how you make toast. For those who don't know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a little square cereal that is covered in cinnamon sugar, and it is delicious. It stays crispy in milk. In fact, one of the best things about eating the cereal is when you get done, you have this cinnamon sugar milk that just tastes awesome. So the cereal itself was invented by scientist John Mendish and General Mills assistant product manager Elizabeth Track. They received the idea from an unnamed child in a Give Us Your Best Idea for a Cereal radio contest held by General Mills. The child, his or herself, was given a Hot Wheels toy as a grand prize and was chosen as the winner of this contest from General Mills. In 1985, the cereal was released to the market, and the ad campaign featured three bakers. They were cartoons, they were the mascots for the cereal. Now, Bob was the older one, and the other two were younger, which only persisted till about 1991 when they got phased out, and all we needed was Wendell. We just needed the guy who made the cinnamon toast and made it crunchy and put it in the box and sent it to us, because, you know, that's how cereals were made. There's not big factories. There's just one guy making it all for all the kids in America. Those three bakers would show up on commercials and remind us kids about the goodness of cinnamon. And you know what? It worked. We flocked to the store to get the cereal, to pick it out, no matter what the prize was. There weren't a lot of great prizes. There was like a t-shirt in one and some other things that just really aren't worth mentioning. They never went for the really gimmicky things because I think General Mills knew that the taste of the cereal is what sold the cereal, and it was delicious. In the mid-90s, they were given the slogan, "The taste you can see," and in 2007, they experimented with a new slogan, quote, "It's that intense." Apparently, this created poor reception for the cereal. It's that intense. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. It's not like it's cinnamon candy. It's not like it's an atomic fireball. It's not like if you have it for breakfast, you're going to have heartburn for lunch. It wasn't anything like that. In 2009, the slogan became "Crave those crazy squares," and they started using the anthropomorphic Cinnamon Toast Crunch that I guess were crazy or whatever. By this point, I didn't care what the ad was. I just wanted the cereal. In the mid-90s, they tried to reach out to adults with the slogan, "The Adult Thing to Do," trying to get the audience that had been kids in the 80s to get the cereal now that they were adults, or get it for their children or whatever. But you know what? That didn't matter. If you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the 80s, trust me, you would keep eating it as you got older. I will tell you, for a cereal that came out in 1984 that's still going strong, that should show you how popular it was. Because other cereals that came out that year were Apple Raisin Crisp cereal from Kellogg's. Kellogg's also had the Star Wars tie-in, the C-3POs. There was a Double Check cereal. There's E.T. cereal, which of course was going to come and go because that was just a tie-in. Same with Gremlins and Mr. T and the ProStars cereal. ProStars could have been something that they could have kept going as well. I could envision a box today that had like Patrick Mahomes on it or Dak Prescott or someone of that. Well, probably not Prescott because they want good players on there. Sorry, Dallas. But I could see that going as a tie-in to sports, which is always changing and always has a new audience finding it. And so I could see that being a thing. Apparently that didn't survive either, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch, kind of the last man standing from 1984 cereal introductions. Though I wish that there was a petition to bring back Mr. T, because come on, it's Mr. T cereal. I want it, you want it. Let's get that going. Let's bring that back. Through the decades that Cinnamon Toast Crunch has persisted, there have also been different varieties. There is Chocolate Toast Crunch, there is French Toast Crunch, which came out in 1995 and then re-released again in 2015. There was a personal favorite of mine, the Peanut Butter Toast Crunch, because I'm a sucker for anything with peanut butter in it at all. There is a Frosted Toast Crunch. There is a Sugar Cookie Toast Crunch for the 2014, 2015, and 2018 holiday seasons. There is an Apple Pie Toast Crunch in 2021, which I did not get to try. But you know what? That also sounds delicious. I would try it if it made a comeback. And lastly, there is a mix-up cereal in 2022. There is the Lucky Charm Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which, again, that's some great synergy. Cinnamon would pair with something like a Lucky Charms because that's just a kind of a generic cereal with marshmallows. Would not pair well with Trix or fruity things. Might go good though with Cocoa Puffs. I could see that working because, you know, Chocolate Cinnamon Toast Crunch sounds like a winner all the way around. So if you've not had the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, go get it because you know what? It's friggin' awesome. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch and cereals like it, well, they were one of the things that made the 80s so special. Well, that's it for now. Join us next time when we explore more 80s and 90s pop culture. If you've got any memories of this or other things from the best decades, email me at satmornpod@hotmail.com. And if you're a fan of the 80s or cartoons from the 80s, be sure to check out the Saturday Morning Podcast hosted by me. We drop a new episode every other Saturday and hope it'll make you feel like a kid again. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.